Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2604. Here's When to Buy Your First House by Camila Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Here's When to Buy Your First House by Camila Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com. Are you thinking of buying your first home? You aren't alone. This milestone is a rite of passage into adulthood, or at least that's what a lot of people think. There's a sense of societal pressure to conform and buy a house. For most people, homes will be the most significant purchase they make, so it's crucial to understand whether you're ready to make the jump or whether you should hold off a bit longer. Today, let's explore whether it even makes sense for you to consider buying now. The temptation to buy is real. We can't deny the allure of buying a home. From a cultural perspective, we're all bombarded with images of how the American dream looks. A charming new home with a picket fence and a large yard with green grass for the kids to play on. At this point, home ownership is as American as apple pie. Isn't buying a house an amazing investment? A person's home tends to be their best investment over their lifetime. But the reason why might surprise you. It's not because real estate is the best performing investment class. The stock market has historically outperformed housing prices. However, homeowners tend to hold their investments for a very long time and don't try to sell whenever the housing markets are up. Remember what we told you about trying to time the market. Hint, don't do it. Everyone says buying a house is a no-brainer. I mean, who doesn't want to build equity for themselves instead of making it for their landlord through rent payments? The problem with this line of thinking is that it assumes that paying rent is a waste of money. The truth is that unless you view a roof over your head and a safe place to sleep as a waste of money, then paying rent is not a waste at all. For those of you who are on the fence, there are some essential factors that you should consider before going house hunting. Does buying a house make sense for me? Is your social and domestic situation stable? If you're planning to purchase a home with a spouse, significant other, or friend, you need to be sure about the relationship. People and relationships change over time, and you can't predict the future. But if you aren't confident about the relationship, then now is probably not the best time to buy a home with that person. The cost of buying and selling a house over a few years will likely end up costing you more than if you had rented. Alternatively, if you and your partner are hoping to very quickly expand your family, then jumping into that one-bedroom house isn't the right move. Before buying, you also want to be as sure as possible that you like the neighborhood, city, school district, etc. If you know there's no way you want to be in a specific place long-term, then it doesn't make sense to buy a home even if you think you're getting a killer deal unless you plan to rent it out to others eventually. Are you currently working at a job you enjoy or industry you love and plan to be there for the foreseeable future? If switching careers or going back to school is on the horizon, it's probably also not a good time to be looking to buy a home, unless you have a very secure plan for making your mortgage payments. You don't want to go through a stretch where you won't be able to make your mortgage payments once your emergency fund runs out. If you think paying rent is a waste, it's not. Then imagine the feeling of making years of mortgage payments and having your house taken away. Again, things change and stuff happens. But if you're on probation at work, it makes sense to figure that out before buying a house. A new job may also make your new commute unbearable, so be sure to take that into account. Are you financially prepared to buy a home? Do you have enough money saved up for a down payment, potential repairs, and all of the taxes and fees that come with ownership? We recommend saving 20% for a down payment on the home to avoid having to pay for private mortgage insurance, or PMI. Saving 20% for a down payment isn't always possible, and we totally get that. Your credit score should also be in great shape to ensure you get the lowest interest rates. Even small changes in interest rates can lead to big differences in interest paid over the lifetime of your mortgage. Remember that no more than 30% of your take-home income should be spent on your housing. Mortgages and related costs are no exception to this rule. The less you can spend on shelter, the more money you'll have to save and invest. Did you pass the test to see? If you answered no to any of these questions, then it makes sense to rent a little longer. Depending on your situation, renting could end up saving you money long-term when compared to buying. Quickly changing your mind can also be very costly. Buying and closing costs each time you buy or sell a home are not insignificant, and there's always the chance that your home could go down in value. In terms of full transparency, both of us have always rented because we've only ever been on the move for school, work, etc. Our geographic uncertainty meant we've always ruled out buying. We have tons of friends who own their houses, and that's okay too. You have to do what's right for you. Lastly, just because you're renting does not mean you have to cram the family into a small one-bedroom apartment. You can still rent a spacious four-bedroom house with that large yard you've always wanted. Just make sure it fits into your budget. It's okay to rent for a few years while you figure out if that new job or neighborhood is the right one. The most important thing is making sure your social, professional, and financial lives are all ready. It's better to delay and make the right decision than to rush and make a choice that's tough and costly to unwind. You just listened to the post titled, Here's When to Buy Your First House by Camilo Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think buying a home is a very personal decision, just like choosing to go to college or have kids. While many people believe that home ownership is a part of the American dream, remember that the American dream originated as an ideal where every person has the right to pursue his or her unique version of happiness. In other words, pursuing the American dream doesn't require home ownership. I think it's worth really questioning if buying a house is right for you based on where you are in your financial journey. In my case, I bought my house as a lifestyle decision after I was debt-free and investing heavily in retirement vehicles. And while I don't look at my primary residence as an investment, I was house hacking for about 2 years with a roommate who covered 90% of my mortgage. And I do plan to rent this house out in the future. Home ownership has high carrying costs. And if you need to access the money you have locked up in equity in your home, you either need to sell the house or take out a home equity loan, which creates more risk. I recognize the risk of home ownership and so really only considered it after getting other financial goals out of the way, like getting out of consumer debt, fully funding retirement vehicles, and building up a solid emergency fund. If you're worried about your credit score or being able to part with a 20% down payment, maybe it's just not the right time yet. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Tuesday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.